Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, and why don't you just go ahead and do that right now? And if you're driving, don't worry about it. You can do it later. And I hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter, my free newsletter, which comes every week on Sunday by email. It'll get you ready for the week ahead. And I also hope that you will you'll check out the blog, our new blog. It's pretty exciting stuff there. That's a little bit of a different way to present the stuff that we offer and online. And you can also subscribe to that. And we'll send it to you every day. We'll send you the blog every day. You won't have to wait till Sunday if you want to make sure you get you hear from me. And I know so many of you really, really want that. Let me tell you about Bob Codner. Bob is the president of the Crack Team. It's a foundation repair specialist organization, and they're franchising this capability. And folks, you know, there are so many benefits that I get, so many wonderful things that happen to me because I do this show, and I'm not even talking about the groupies here, but I get a lot of little care packages. A lot of times when people come on the show, before they come on the show, they send us little care packages, and Bob has done that today. He sent me this week a little care package, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. I want to get him in here so he can talk to you. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Likewise.
You're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Is it like a dream come true for you, Bob, to be here on the show?
It's one of my top ten. Yes.
I can see that. Bob, obviously, you guys have a sense of humor, and I really admire that. That's one of the things that I keep telling my audience over and over and over again is one of the key fundamentals of operating a business is you got to have fun, and because life's too short, and so I congratulate you on not only having a successful business model but also on having fun, and I feel like you're probably going to say that the two are not mutually exclusive.
They are not mutually exclusive, and even if I felt otherwise, when you wake up every morning and have a business called the Crack Team, it helps to have a sense of humor.
So. Okay. Before we go any further, so people know that we're not talking about drugs here, tell the audience what you do.
We fix cracks in basements. Very common problem. Most construction since 1950 is poured concrete, and foundation cracks are very common symptom that develop in most homes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly right. And now, are we talking cracks in the slab? Cracks
no,
in the
cracks,
walls.
Cracks in walls.
In the retaining walls.
Well, in the foundation walls, the basement walls. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And do you guys? Do you prevent them? That prevents not only, obviously not only secures the foundation, but does it also prevent the water from coming in?
Well, that's the main benefit. What we offer is people don't want cracks in foundations. They certainly don't want them to leak. So we have a process that permanently treats and waterproofs cracks in basement walls.
And therefore the motto, go ahead.
A dry crack is a happy crack.
I love that, folks. Look, I'm holding a T-shirt in my hand that has Mr. Happy Crack on. That is their little motto, is the little mascot. It's Mr. Happy Crack, and the T-shirt says, "A dry crack is a happy crack." And I also have a pair of boxers that has Mr. Happy Crack on them. And that's right, folks, a pair of boxers with Mr. Happy Crack all over them. And the band says, "A dry crack is a happy crack." You'll be glad to know I'm holding them. I'm not wearing them. And then I have you can, maybe you can hear this, folks. Bob, thanks for the little Mr. Happy Crack bobblehead. My grandsons will love this.
Yeah, we sell a lot of those. The Mr. Happy Crack has been good to us.
Now, this was your idea, though, right?
It was.
Your dad founded the company, but you came up with the humor.
Correct. My father founded the company in 1985, and I joined the company in 1993, and We did a good job of growing our business locally. Currently, we see about 5,000 homes a year. And in late 2001, I came up with Mr. Happy Crack and the slogan, and It has really done wonders for
franchising. The world has become your oyster after that, hasn't it?
Well, yes. It's been kind of an unexpected surprise. We certainly, I always thought it was funny, as I always like to say. I'm my own best audience, so I thought it was amusing. But the response that we got to it right off the bat was we certainly could not have foreseen that. And as long as that was the response, we figured we would run with it and make the most of it.
Well, I've got some other merchandising ideas for you too. I'll talk to you about them off the air. Off the air. But tell us about your business model.
We focus really on just sticking to our niche, which is fixing cracks in basements. And I think that's really our strength, is that cracks in basements are such a common problem. One of the things that we always tell homeowners and realtors is that it's not a matter of if a poured concrete foundation is going to crack, it's just a matter of when. So we have really built our business model around just offering one service, which is fixing cracks in basements. So instead of wanting to expand our menu or offer other things, I think we've done just the opposite. We focus on doing what we do very well, and we want to make sure that we find new ways to keep the phones ringing and keep our office and our franchisees busy.
Now, it's not just, you said poured concrete, but what about
correct.
Block walls? What about block
our
concrete?
Our system is
block.
Not designed for block walls.
Oh, really?
Correct. But I guess the good thing is when we do our research in markets where we want to have a presence, we know that there are areas around the country that have basements that aren't suitable for our service. We also know that there's states that don't have basements. California, Florida, Texas, the Southwest.
Right.
Those are states where hopefully we will sell a lot of apparel because we we won't have a franchise there.
Right. But a lot of basements, I would have thought more basements would have been block wall than poured concrete, but I guess you just have to go wherever the construction system is suitable for what you guys do.
Well, correct. And, you look at the Midwest and the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic states and the Upper Plains, and those are all, and even the Northwest, those
right.
are all markets that have primarily poured concrete construction.
Give us your website, Bob.
www.thecrackteam.com and also www.mrhappycrack.com.
Mr. Happy Crack. Now, so if I wanted to go on your website, could I buy the dry crack is a Happy Crack boxers?
Yes.
And the
yes.
T-shirt too.
All of our apparel is online.
You could be fully decked out, folks, with the Mr. Happy Crack T-shirt and the dry crack is a Happy Crack boxers in your and they're pretty cool, folks. You can buy those on their website. When we come back, we're going to ask Bob, what's it like being a franchisor, dealing with all those franchisees and all those prospects, and how's that working out? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Mr. Happy Crack. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Bob Codner, the president of the Crack Team. These guys fix cracks in your basement foundations. The company is called the Crack Team, and that's what they do. Their motto is, a dry crack is a happy crack. They got all kinds of merchandise. Give us that website again, or both of those websites again, Bob.
Thecrackteam.com. And MrHappyCrack.com.
Even if you don't need to avail yourself of their crack fixing service, folks, their services, and you want to check out their merchandise at any of those websites, and they've got some. And by the way, I won't tell you what it is, but they got some new merchandise on the way, some brand new stuff coming, and you probably can imagine what I'm talking about. Just keep checking the website out, and you'll find out. All right, Bob, you're a franchisor.
Correct.
That's a pretty big deal. You're franchising these things out across the country. You got people out there who I call franchising. When you're a franchisee, I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got people out there who want to be an entrepreneur. They want to have their own business, but they don't have their own idea. And so people like you and your father, who you call the Ray Kroc of crack, the guy who founded your company. And by the way, let's make sure that we say his name. His name is Mike, right?
Correct.
Yeah, Mike Codner. And so they rely on people like you guys to come up with a great idea that will allow them to follow their entrepreneurial dream.
Correct. And I think our system is more entrepreneurial than most. We are, I think just because of our, branding efforts and some of the things that we do, I think we've appealed to a lot of franchisees who have never really pictured themselves as franchisees.
Right.
I think our model is very entrepreneurial. And the other thing is that I think we go into franchising with a ton of credibility because in St. Louis, we are still in our local service business.
Yeah.
So I think when they come in and they check us out and they know that, 20 years into our business life, we are still growing our business.
You're still doing the business.
Correct. We see
yeah.
about 5,000
homes. You still believe in what you're doing. You're still testing and improving and doing the R&D and all that. What you're offering them is not some ivory tower stuff.
That is correct. Yeah, we're in the trenches every day, and it allows us to get good customer feedback, come up with new ideas. The biggest thing that we run into with franchisees or potential franchisees is the concern that when they, buy a business, are their phones going to ring? I think one of the biggest appeals to what we have is they know just from our advertising and the way we market our services that when they advertise the crack team in their market, the phones are going to ring. And,
exactly.
and that's something that I think we take a lot of pride in.
Well, not only that, but your slogan, your little mascot here, the whole humor and good humor that you wrap around your business model gets people's attention, and it certainly creates buzz. It certainly creates people talking about you, and so that always helps. That's a whole lot better than some of the ho-hum stuff that's out there. All right, what would somebody want to do if they were out there in Sheboygan or Spokane or whatever, wherever, how would they, if they wanted to become a franchisee, how would they do that?
They can contact our franchise director's name is Tim Church, at 1-866-CRACK-TEAM or at our corporate office, 866-905-5200.
And or they can go to the website and get all that information too, can't they?
They can do that too. And
TheCrackTeam.com.
Correct.
And so what's the first step?
First step is chatting with Tim a little bit and getting a feel for whether or not this is something that they want to seriously pursue. Frankly, because we're not financially dependent on growing our franchise system very quickly,
right.
we're selective about who we take on.
The crack team's a little picky, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
Well, and folks, one of the reasons one of the reasons that I wanted Bob to go through this is, folks, the experience that you're going to have with a crack team is probably not unlike the experience you'd have with any franchise or that you'd be talking to, and so it's good to hear this. All right, so then what happens? Let's say that we've had the first conversation. It sounds promising. Then what's the next step?
Well, I think it's just again, it's a process where we walk through a candidate step by step, take them through a process where we just make sure it's going to be a good fit for both of us. No one wakes up in the morning and says, I've always wanted to fix cracks in basements, so I think we have to just make sure that this is something that's going to be a good fit. We've
right.
done our research in every market where we want to have a presence so we can tell a candidate really about the competitive landscape in their market and just make sure that as we get closer and closer to decision time that it's something
right.
that's going to be a win-win.
And eventually, and probably before too long after you've determined that person is viable, you guys probably meet face-to-face.
Correct.
Do you go see them or do they come see you?
We like it when they come and see us. Our offices are in St. Louis, so we're centrally located.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've had a lot of people walk through our doors, and we're on track to hit our goals for having X number of units.
How many franchises you got right now?
Currently, we have 10 franchises. Our
and you've only been doing this for, a couple of years?
We've only been doing it for a couple of years. Again, the backdrop of what we do here, thank you, is still running our local business. Our goal is to have 150 offices by the end of 2007.
What markets are you trying to expand into right now?
Well, by default, the markets that we can expand into is what we discussed about on air,
right.
the states
right.
where there are no basements, Florida, Texas, Louisiana,
right.
California,
where do you want to go? Where do you want to go that you're not in?
We want to have a very strong presence in the Midwest, the Upper
yeah.
Plains, Mid-Atlantic,
right.
Northeast,
We got
Northwest.
Some folks listening up there, so I just want to let them know. Give us the website again, Bob.
TheCrackTeam.com.
They fix basement cracks, ladies and gentlemen. And they got a great little mascot. Their motto is, a dry crack is a happy crack. And how could you go wrong with that kind of a sense of humor and that kind of a product? Hey, Bob, congratulations. Tell Mike I'm proud of him. He's my hero. And
thank you very much. Let's
get you back on again and find out how things are going later on.
Anytime.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Codner, ladies and gentlemen. That's Kodner. Right back with heiress Melissa Rados right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.